You'd be a pretty happy mayor, I'd suggest, after the La Trobe Footy Club won the NWFL Grand Finals in both the reserves and the seniors.
Yeah, I guess that's a bit of an understatement, Martin. It was a fantastic day in terms of the weather. The crowd was great. The ground was in almost pristine condition, and full credit to the Parks team for that. But, yeah, the two results were fantastic. Fantastic for the town, but also obviously for the club. And full congratulations to them on their efforts.
Yeah, and what a great game it was too. A very close result in the seniors, so it was full of excitement and a great day. The floods have put a few things out of kilter, as you can imagine, and one of the things that we've mentioned a few times in the past is the redevelopment plan for the CBD. Well, that's basically gone on hold because of all the flood damage at the moment, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were looking at the main CBD and the area bounded by Bradshaw Street, Cotton, Twists and Last Streets.
Had a couple of public meetings about it.
We have, and we've had a fair bit of input from our community, but also quite a deal of work being done by not only council staff and management, but also our consultant, Wendy Morris. So a lot of work and effort, but the floods have forced us, and most people understand that we need to review the impact of the floods, and some of the things we spoke about at our workshops may no longer be possible, or we may have to amend the design or the intent of our draft plan. So that's going to take some time to review. It's going to take into account a lot more issues than had previously been considered. And as I say, it's extended the time we expect the draft plan to take to be publicised and given further input. But that's not a bad thing, Martin. I think if we take the necessary time and we get it right, then at the end of the day, it's been worthwhile. So there'll be an opportunity down the track for people to be further engaged in the process. There's no doubt about that. But in the meantime, there is a copy of where we're at the moment on our website, and there's an opportunity to view that just by going to the council's website and looking under council and then publications and then general reports and studies. So if anybody's interested in what's happening with the CBD and where we're at with our plan, please go onto the website and feel free to peruse that. And be rest assured, there'll be opportunities to be involved down the track.
Now, Peter, they tell me there's been a lot of green boxes sprouting up on nature strips around La Trobe, and I'm pretty sure it's nothing to do with spring. Is that right?
Well, it's funny how it coincided with spring, Martin, that's for sure. But like in Devonport, in La Trobe, there's certainly the NBN rollout has started, and there's quite a deal of work being done, trenches being dug, and these green boxes, as you refer to them, being installed, which the boxes are actually nodes. And, in La Trobe, we're getting fibre to the node, or green box, as you like it. And from that point away, they'll then be hooking into the existing copper services that go to the individual houses. So that's a really good sign for La Trobe and people who live there. They'll be able to access much quicker NBN and internet services, of course. But the thing to realise there is the NBN is the wholesaler, and they don't actually provide the service. Customers who are interested in applying for internet access via the NBN need to do so by any of the providers, and there are plenty of them about the place, including Telstra. But they also need to do that in a timely manner, because down the track, I think about 18 months or so, the copper feed to the houses will be disconnected or switched off, as some people like to say, and this will be the only service that's available for not only internet access but also for their landlines and the like. So it'd be good to start thinking about which provider you'd like to use and making contact to start understanding what options there are. But certainly should improve speeds for those internet users and those people who do depend on that for their entertainment and their business and livelihood. So, yeah, good thing that's happening.
I haven't got it yet. It's been a long time coming, but I've spoken to people that have, and they swear by it. They reckon it's fantastic. So the sooner the better, I reckon.
Well, I'm pretty happy with what we've got at the moment, Frank. So ADSL and the copper line. But anyway, hopefully it does improve the speed of services, and as I say, people in the Trobe and surrounding areas will benefit from that.
Well, I think the amount of stuff that's on websites these days with videos and ads and stuff like that, it's going to sort of get slower as time goes on. So I guess we're preempting that a little bit with the NBN.
I think too, Martin, as you say, even with regards to the flood we spoke about earlier, there's so much footage of that available on the internet, and it is interesting stuff to see, and the more people access it, the slower the speeds get. So yeah, this might be the answer, that's for sure.
School holidays are starting this weekend, in fact, and there's a few activities going on in the La Trobe municipality that parents might want to take advantage of.
Yeah, and we encourage people to get to understand what's being offered by Shamrock Vacation Care, which is located up in Bradshaw Street at La Trobe. Apparently they've got an extensive program of in-house and excursion type activities. that will not only stimulate the young minds, but also the active bodies, so they say. So there's a copy of the program, again, available on the council's website at www.latrobe.tas.gov.au. Or they can there's an opportunity to phone directly to the centre on 6426 3048, an opportunity for parents to take advantage of those services being offered during the holidays.
Something that's coming up at Port Sorell soon is a live performance. You don't get much live theatre at Port Sorell, so this will be something interesting to have a look at.
Yeah, that's a really interesting one, Martin, and out of the Banksia Centre, which is, I think it's the first of this type of event out of the Banksia Centre since the redevelopment out there with the new basketball stadium or multi-purpose stadium and the adjoining theatre space. So that's really looking forward to that. Interesting. I'm reading a little bit of information about what's being provided by the U3A and the Rubicon Arts. It's a joint collaborative project between those two organisations, and full credit to them. As you say, there's three short plays starting this Thursday from 2 o'clock, and one is about Adrian and Louise, which conjures up all sorts of things, who are enjoying their retirement. And it goes on, one ordinary day their doorbell rings and
the dramatic build-up.
The second one I think will interest you, mate. It's called Two Men, and there are three stools around a pub table, so something you'd be familiar with.
Yep.
And three glasses of beer, but only two men. So that's the setting for the second one. And the third one is titled Gene West, which tells the story of an intrepid traveller. But this is a very different trip. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what that conjures up for people. And the tickets are available at only $15 each. And bookings are essential via the Port Sorell U3A at 23 Burgess Way, or simply by phoning 0499 162 539.
The Sassafras Community Hall Association have recently refurbished the church building, and now they're looking for artworks to make it look pretty inside.
Yeah, just one of those community groups that's really active, and a credit to them for the work they do out there. It's fantastic, and Sassafras has always been a very community-orientated suburb, but I call it a suburb. I should say village or something similar. But yeah, and
it's a district, really, isn't it? Because it's pretty spread out.
It is, and yeah, it does encompass quite a large area, as you say. But they're looking for not only artworks by local artists, but any appropriate photographs, newspaper articles, wedding and christening costumes, memorabilia in general, just in readiness for their official opening, which is happening on October the 29th. So that's something to look forward to. But in the meantime, it's an opportunity for those people who have some memorabilia of the type described to contact either Rosie on 6426 7334 or Diane on 0409 907 281.
Last time we spoke, you were looking for expressions of interest in the Australian X-Men's Hall of Fame at Bell's Parade, and there's been a little bit of publicity over that in recent weeks. So how's it all going?
Yeah, that might be an understatement about publicity, mate, but it depends where you look, whether in the Advocate or on social media. That's all part and parcel of local government. So, yeah, we've got a committee chaired up by Councillor Mike McLaren and Councillor Graham Brown, along with some of our management team. They're working through the expressions of interest and interviewing each of the applicants, and just going through the due diligence that's associated with sort of process. And we hope by within a week or so to be able to announce the new operator of the Axemans. And we're certainly keen to get a quality tenant in there, and not only one that provides value to the operation of the centre, but also to our ratepayers. And I'm really personally looking forward to seeing that centre reinvigorated, with now bringing the Axemans exhibition out into the main arena and giving that a higher prominence within the centre. Also looking to see what happens with the new tenant, as I said. And also we're relocating the band down there, as we've mentioned before, but that'll be off to the side, and that won't be in the main convention centre down there. But yeah, really, really positive time, and really looking forward to seeing what happens down there.
Beautiful spring day outside today, Peter, and I guess La Trobe's like a lot of other municipalities across the coast. We're actually quite blessed with the amount of walking and cycling tracks we've got, and La Trobe's no exception, really.
No, the whole La Trobe municipality, whether it be out of Port Sorell, walking along the beaches or around the many, many trails at Port Sorell, likewise in La Trobe, whether it's Dooley's Hill, Bell's Parade, up to Warrawee, at least to the gate anyway, and many places where people can walk, and we are very fortunate that we have those that infrastructure. But really keen to see people out and about, but we'd like to encourage people to just observe some common courtesies, I guess.
A bit of etiquette, really?
Yeah, it helps prevent any accidents, incidents and that sort of thing. Some of the things I'm talking about there, Martin, is like walking or riding on the left-hand side of the pathway. If you're on a bike coming up behind someone, we encourage people to ring the bell to let them know that not only are you coming up behind them, that you're about to pass. Sometimes ringing the bell can, cause a flutter of the heart, but especially if you're old like me. But no, we do encourage people to make sure that others are aware that they're using the bike tracks and the shared walking tracks, shared pathways. But also, Martin, if people are walking and they seem need to stop or have a drink or rest or whatever, that's encouraged to move them off the path.
That's not a bad one, actually. I hadn't really thought of that. But if you stop, you're a bit of a hazard, aren't you, for other people?
You're a bit of a target, and you know, not everyone pays due attention. And I hate to see someone bowled over on a pathway just because of they didn't step off the path or there wasn't enough attention being paid. But we're just trying to encourage, you know, safe use of our shared pathways. And it is some people call common sense, but it's also courtesy and working with others who are also using those paths. So likewise, if you're walking with a pet, for example, we'd encourage people with pets to keep the pet close to themselves and to keep the dog or other when other people are passing by, just to maintain some control. And again, it's all about the safety of the path users and working in with each other. So, yeah, beautiful time to be walking, and we encourage people to do that. But, just observe some courtesy.
Courtesy, I think, is the word. Yeah, absolutely.
So, struggled a little bit there. But just one event we haven't touched on, mate, just out at Port Sorell this weekend, I believe, at the Port Sorell Bowls Club. At the corner of Rice and Meredith Streets, most people out there would know where it is. There's a soup, sandwich and sweet luncheon commencing at 12 noon and costed only $10 per head. And additional to the food that's going to be provided, there's also door prizes, raffle prizes and the trade table. And people don't need to book, just need to turn up, really enjoy a good afternoon. But also believe they're having their open day this Sunday commencing at 2 o'clock, so there's an opportunity for people who live in visit Port Sorell to go out to the bowls club and sign up, might want to join a roster or whatever, and just to even try it out and see if that's what interests them. So really encourage people to get involved in bowls as well.
Well, a lot going on in the Latrobe municipality, I should say. Peter, thanks for your time today. We'll catch up with you again in a fortnight.
Appreciate that, Martin, and thank you.